offers protection for 10 years. Never hear a low battery chirp again. Plus, each is designed to help you choose the right alarm for the right location. Buy Kidder's worry-free alarms today at the Home Depot.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
I'm hungry.
Looking to try a new local restaurant?
Yes, I am.
Search Kuna Foods' new dining website, bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com. That's bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com.
Thanks.
Try the new Subway $4 lunch. It's for everyone, for any time. Choose from tons of 6-inch subs, plus a 21-ounce drink, all for just $4. Lunchtime, anytime.
3 out of 4 homeowners don't know where to place smoke alarms. They should be installed on every floor and near sleeping areas. Kidder smoke alarms help protect your family today.
I get up in the evening and I ain't got nothing to say. I come home in the morning.
Just got an email from friend of Willie the Blues Man. Willie doesn't have a computer. Apparently, he had a friend email. I'll read it to you. Dan and Peon, you're dead to me. That's it.
Who's that from?
Willie the Blues Man.
We didn't make that call.
No, that was.
And I guess he thought you could have put a stop to it.
We're dead to him.
Yeah, you're dead.
Overstep management here.
Wow. You're dead to me. That's what he said.
Wow.
He's hurt. He's hurt.
We'll have to talk to Willie.
I'll see. I'll tell you what, people think this is easy, dealing with personalities. It's not. I'm going to do one bit of business. We're going to go right to the phones, and I see they're already stacking up. So I will give you the numbers. You give me 1 minute, and we're going to take a bunch of phone calls. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 888-550-KTRS. About 23 years ago, we put a pool table in our basement. And I remember when I paid for it. I can't remember a lot of stuff, but I'm real good about what our rent was when we got married, how much the trailer cost, how much the first apartment rent was, what the cars cost. Pool table's about $2,400. Now, that was well over 20 years ago. You can go into a Meanies and buy a pool table that is every bit as good as the one I have, because I've seen them, as good, maybe better, certainly as good, for a whole lot less than that. And from there, they go up to $30,000 if you want pearl inlay along the rails and you want hand-carved wood legs. And, you know, you can get all that. But the point is, while some things have gone up and cost a lot more and have steadily increased in price over the years, there are other things, like a pool table, where the quality is every bit as good, but the price is less if you know about places like a Meanies. And I'm talking three-piece slate, the whole deal. I watched them assemble the pool table. I know exactly what it's made out of, and the ones at a Meanies are every bit as good. So you have that. Then you have the Jaffe Lighting collection upstairs. And, you know, at one time in this town, there were three big lighting names. And now it's down to two. One of those is Jaffe. And for anybody who wants to know where to find the Jaffe Lighting, it's at Amini's. Upstairs, huge Jaffe Lighting selection. You want a pinball machine? That's something that will, just that one single thing, will turn that basement into a completely different part of the house. Kids love it. You know, we've had people over the years. We don't have people over, but at Christmas, let's say, and the cousins would be over and playing with my kids. You throw them downstairs with a pool table, a pinball machine. Pooh, they're good to go. They, you know, take them down and something to eat and something to drink every once in a while, and it's a great place to hang out. Yeah, video games are great, but you know what's greater? A real arcade game. And they have those at Amini's. They have foosball, something I never did master. But I know a lot of people love foosball. Jukeboxes.
Yeah, I do.
You like foosball?
Yeah.
There's an art to it. It's not like, you know.
Right, because you can't just, it's against the rules to just spin.
And you also have to toughen up your wrist. I mean, you try to play it and go at it, you'll be sore.
Yeah, and there are some guys that can pass it back and forth.
Oh my goodness.
I've watched them.
I put it in the category with ping pong. I can't play ping pong either. You just can't pick up a ping pong paddle and start playing ping pong. You have to get good at it. And they have ping pong tables, too. They have electronic dart boards. And as I said, they have jukeboxes, shuffleboard tables, and they have patio furniture. And not just patio furniture, some of the greatest patio furniture made anywhere, and a lot of it's made in the USA. It's a Meanies. You're not going to find another store like it. So to prove my point or to verify what I'm saying, you're going to have to go in there. If you've been, you know what I'm talking about. Unless you've been in and you turn around and walked out because you saw one thing and you thought, whoo, I can't afford that. Keep walking. Stay in the store. There's something in there for everybody, all price ranges. And area rugs. You won't ever need to go anywhere else for an area rug if you have tile or hardwood floors. Amenies, A-M-I-N-I-S. They're in Chesterfield Valley. Amenies.com. Off to the phones we go one more time. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Brooke, how are you, Brooke? Brooke, that's you.
Oh, good. Hey, I was calling. I was trying to see if I could get a copy of that that call-in you just had about the heat wave we're having.
The lady.
Where was that, Pion?
It was on YouTube. I can put a link to it on our Facebook page.
Okay.
For everybody.
Yeah. You know how to get to our Facebook page?
I sure do. Thank you.
Okay, he'll put it up. Thank you, Brooke.
All right. Appreciate it.
Yeah. She that gal.
Yeah, apparently Bill says she vlogs, which is a video log, regularly, and she has a YouTube channel, so I'll have to look at some.
I wish she lived here. I'd call and go, get in the studio right now. You're part of a radio show. You're hired. Craig, how are you, Craig?
Hello there. Guy name in the PM.
That's a good way to be.
And you're talking about the heat, and I wonder if anybody remembers when it was so hot. This is roughly 10 years ago, but what made it different was we had some terrible storms, and many people's power was out for days, like, you know, over 100,000 people's power was out, including me.
Mm-hmm.
And including my elderly mother who lived near the UMSL campus. And, you know, we're talking about heat, and I enjoyed that tape you played earlier of that woman who just wasn't at all happy. And she described it well. I wonder if she's on the East Coast where it doesn't get as hot as it does here. I don't know.
Didn't sound like it. It sounded like she knew the meaning of heat.
Sounded
like she was in New Mexico or, Death Valley, California or somewhere.
Well, you know, the thing about us when it was so many people were without power, my poor mom, a neighbor's tree fell on her garage, smashed her garage to nothing, along with her car inside of it.
Wow.
And, you know, my poor elderly mother is without power for a week, as was I, so there was no point in bringing her over here to my house. But since it's a warm, toasty day, and you mentioned the heat, it reminded me of that, and I thought I'd call in and chime in with that.
Well, I'm glad you did. What do you do, Lance? What do you do for, Craig, what do you do for a living?
Architect.
Architect. Wow, you're a lot smarter than I am. I never.
No.
I appreciate architects. I really do. I don't get it. I can't even read a blueprint. I've tried to read them.
No, they're not hard.
Well, yeah, you don't know me. My wife can look at them and go, oh, look, there's the closet, and that's the sink. And I just go, wow, how do you know what all that is? The little doors that are open and stuff. So
I've never gotten tired of looking at them ever since I was a little kid.
That's why you're probably very good at it.
I hope so.
Well, Craig, thank you for the call.
Okay, thanks
for listening. We appreciate it. I said Lance because I see Lance is up next. Hello, Lance.
Hi, Frank. I'm AM the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
What's going on?
I've been listening to you for years. I was listening to you on the morning show when J.O. came into the studio and threatened to whip your...
Oh, my goodness.
That was one of the greatest moments of my whole career.
And I swear,
if I had that on tape when he come in and said he was going to whip your bloated ass.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, how in the hell is this? And then you responded after a short pause. You responded with a classy, is my ass really bloated?
No, that's not what I said. No. I know exactly what I said. I remember that day.
I remember
it was hilarious. Anyway, I've been around a long time.
But anyway,
I, Okay. Listen, I was asking Dan, last night I was watching that movie on TV called Talk Radio. Are you familiar with that?
I've heard of it. I don't think I've ever seen it. I'm not sure.
Well, at the end of the program, at the end of the thing, he gets killed. Sorry, spoil it for everybody.
No, it's based on a true story. Yeah. A guy in Denver or something that got shot. Yeah.
It was the guy's name was Barry Champlain. He was in Dallas. That was what he was portrayed. And he left the studio one morning, and he was killed in a parking lot.
Right.
And when the closing credits were running, they were talking about, they started talking about people calling in, and they said, well, I didn't, he didn't deserve to be killed. I loved his voice. One guy said he loved his own voice, and it was a deal. And it got me to thinking, there used to be a talk show that signed off with that every night or every day, and I can't remember if it was on the other K station.
Signed off with what every day?
Oh, no, I know what he's talking about. I think George Norrie used to sign off with
George
that here.
Norrie.
Well, sign off with what? I'm lost.
At the end of the movie, they have a bunch of clips of callers talking about the host and saying all the things that Lance just said about how I liked his voice and things like that. It was a montage of phone calls.
Okay.
Exactly. And I couldn't play. I was thinking of George Norrie, and I couldn't think of it. Yeah, I'm a big fan. I used to love to, I'd always, when you were in the evening, back when I had it before I lost my job due to retirement, I listened to you every day, and then I got hooked on satellite radio while I'm back.
Yeah, good for you.
I remember I loved listening to John's No Waiting, and I know John's back on your station.
Right.
And that's, but anyway, I've been many years. Okay. And I vaguely knew Karen Vale, and I knew her through a guy she had horses with and all that.
And anyway, we vaguely knew her too.
I won't say that again.
We knew
I love your
better.
Show. It's great to be listening to you, and God bless you guys. Thanks for clearing that up. I was thinking George Norrie was driving me crazy.
Now, when you said something about when I was on in the evening, is that what you said?
No. Yeah. Well, since
we were on until 7 at a certain point.
Yeah.
Yeah. The latest we were on was 7. I put a stop to that pretty fast. And
well, I had quit listening before Reggie passed. May his soul rest in peace. And you did some amazing things by bringing people in. Like you really turned that guy around. You made him, you gave him a new reason to live.
Well, you know what? He gave us a better show. He gave us a better.
You seriously, you did so much for that man, and he was so grateful to you.
No, he was.
He's done a lot for a lot of people. And congratulations on being a grandpa. There's nothing like it.
Yeah, there is something like it, being 25. That would be better than being a grandpa. That'd be even better. Hey, thanks for the call, Lance. I appreciate it.
Okay, and you guys take care.
All right, thank you. That was nice. Yeah. Let's go to Jim. Hello, Jim.
AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Yeah, I was wondering, is it time for the hottest day of the year joke about the...
What's temperature right now?
I think it's like 97 or 98.
This could be the day.
Yeah, I wait for that every year.
You know what? I think, because here we are, mid-August, it might be a hotter day. I mean, mid-July, it might be a hotter day. There might be a hotter day in August, but why take the chance? I say... we honor Jim's request, and we do that joke today.
All right. Thank you.
Done. See how easy this is?
Wow.
Now, there are two hot jokes. I'm assuming he's talking about the little diner.
Yes.
The
one. That's my favorite.
I love that joke. Okay. Done. That'll be the joke today. And here comes Fred. Hello, Fred.
Hello, everybody.
How you doing?
Hey, Fred.
I'm AM and the PM.
Oh, thank you. Hallelujah.
Frank, I just wanted to ask you, do you remember somebody by the name of Ed Wilson?
Yes, I do.
You remind me a lot of him, the way you, because I always was told that he didn't advertise somebody that he didn't use himself.
No,
I know very well.
I didn't. You know what? I was too young to know him, to listen to him, but I know who he was. He was a great big guy, and he used to do TV commercials for Sears on local television here in St. Louis, and he had a radio show, and Big Ed Wilson, and he was one of those real jolly kind of guys, and that's all I remember, and my memory of him is from the Sears TV commercials. But in the business over the years, when I first got in it, I would hear people refer to Ed Wilson. But yeah, I think you're right. I think he had a reputation for only speaking for people that he sincerely believed he would be proud to send people to.
Exactly, and I appreciate that with you too.
Well, it's cost me a fortune, but I that's the way I'd prefer to do it. And I appreciate that, Fred.
Thanks, and have a good evening.
You too. All right. Wow, everybody's nice. What do we do?
Yeah, I don't know.
What do we do to deserve this? Everybody's nice today. We have a... you want the bonus joke?
Well, sure.
Let me talk to Ralph first. I don't want to lose any callers. I don't like people. And I'll say that's teasing. I'll save the bonus joke. Ralph, how are you?
I'm fine, Frank. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. And you guys were talking about the temperature, and I just happened to be driving home from work, and I looked down at my temperature gauge, and it showed 100 degrees.
All right.
Mm.
So, you know, when you get to about 97, 98, 100, 101, really what difference does it make?
That's right.
It's all hot.
That's really all I got, Frank.
All right, well, then that further justifies the joke we're going to tell today.
Okay.
All right, thank you, Ralph. All right, so I done this joke the other day, and I thought, you know, we used to tell it in the Playhouse, but for some reason, I don't know, it's like to be in the Playhouse, a joke on a 1 to 10 has to be a 9. This is like an 8. And it's also one of those jokes that some people, they think it's hysterical. It's like that movie I went to, Grown Ups 2. Remember that guy they called? He was 49 years old. He said anything was funny at all. I'm laughing my guts out at that movie. He didn't like it. So it's the string joke. It's the string. I love this joke. It's a string that goes into a bar. And he walks up to the bar and he goes, he orders a drink. And the bartender says, no, you're a string. We don't serve strings at this bar. So he goes out and he thinks, what can I do? And so he kind of slithers in like a snake, thinking, well, maybe he'll think I'm a snake or a caterpillar. The bartender says, no, I recognize you. You're string. Get out. We don't serve strings. So the string goes outside, and he decides to take each end of himself and just mess it up. Take all the little fibers and rough them up, and then he twists himself into like a pretzel. He walks back in the bar. He says, I'll have a beer. Bartender says, coming right. Wait a minute. Aren't you a string? He goes, nope, I'm afraid not. Yeah! I like it, too. I've told over the years to a couple of people, they just looked at me. It's like they look at you when you say a skeleton goes into the bar and orders a...
beer and a mop.
A beer. And, yeah, give me a beer and a mop. And whatever that's about. Okay. This is Thursday. And on Thursday, we have an outdoor segment. Do we have any outdoor... Dan, do you know... what's an outdoor song?
Oh, man. I don't know. What would be an outdoor song?
Let's see. Great Outdoors. Outdoors.
How about... oh, man.
I can't even think of a song with the word outdoor in it.
No, I can't either.
Or outside.
Well, we used to use the Andy Griffith thing.
Yeah, we used the Andy Griffith.
You know what?
Because that was fishing.
You know what? That's a good one. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Yeah. All right, play that. That'll be the introduction. It's so much better when Dan jumps in.
Yes.
Welcome to the Outdoors segment. My name is Outdoors Frank, and we're going to be talking about the outdoors, brought to you by Pistols Plus in Osage Beach, Missouri.
Oh.
Oh, man, this almost gives me a headache. Okay. Thank you, Dan. We can fade the music out now.
Ooh, now it's
time for our outdoor segment. You know, kids, it's healthy to get outdoors, and you shouldn't stay cooped up in the house all the time. You ought to get outside, get some fresh. Did your parents ever say that? You get out and get some fresh air. Remember that one? Why don't you get out and get some fresh air? It's in the house all the time. So I encourage you to get out and get some fresh air. Now, it's hot out there. So as
how
part
hot
of,
is it?
Well, it's so hot that as part of the outdoor segment, I'd like to remind all of you, in case you didn't keep that list of how to dress, you dress in layers.
Yeah.
And
right.
Drink a lot of alcohol.
Yep. Yes.
And hot liquids like coffee.
Yeah. Don't check up on old people.
No. Leave old people alone.
Leave outside with no water.
In hot weather, old people like to be left alone.
Yes.
Yeah.
They don't want to be bothered. Think about it. If you go to check on an old person in the heat, they have to get up.
Expound energy.
Expound. Expend.
Is it?
I think it's expend.
I think
energy.
It is expend.
Yeah. And they could have a heart attack doing that. So if it's like 100 degrees, leave them alone. They're probably
better off.
They're watching TV or something. That's what they do. Yeah, leave them alone. You don't want to be the one responsible. Well, he went to the door and had a heart attack. You don't want to be that guy. So in hot weather, leave the elderly alone, dress in layers, and drink plenty of alcohol.
Yeah.
And that's the outdoors tip. And I think that's our show for today. Theme music, if you would, please. The outdoor segment has been brought to you by Pistols Plus in Osage Beach, Missouri. Right in the heart of Osage Beach, across from Staples, Pistols Plus. That's a good segment.
Yeah.
I like it. Did we fix my microphone issue? There was like a distortion issue with my microphone. Is it fixed, do you think?
No, it sounds fine.
I don't know.
Sound okay? All right.
Yeah,
Pistols Plus, I will see. I was there this past weekend, and I will. Oh, you know what I bought? I bought some pepper spray, mace. I'm not sure what the difference is between mace and pepper spray. I think pepper spray is stronger. I think the cops use pepper spray. I bought some pepper spray and gave it to my son's girlfriend. Not my married son. I don't think he has a girlfriend. That's one of the things about marriage. It kind of puts a damper on the girlfriend thing.
Yeah, it kind of messes that up.
It does. And that's one of the things I've not liked about it, is you can't have girlfriends or you're not supposed to. And so I bought her like a keychain pepper spray, because I said, "Do you have pepper spray?" And she said, "No." Why? I said, because you're cute. And even if you weren't cute, there are a lot of scumbags and guys who jump people and take their purses and hit them in the head and carjack them and stuff. And you need to shoot that in their face, and it'll drop them to their knees if it's good pepper spray. So that's the last thing I bought at Pistols Plus. And I will probably see some of you in there this weekend, because I'll be in that area, because I have to be in Jeff City, because that's where little Carson resides. Is in Jeff City. We're going to do a little business, and that's the business of Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. And we're going to take some more phone calls, because this is the day we take more phone calls than any other day. Thursday, that's a big phone call day. All right, we're not going to do the inventory today at Johnny Londoff. And we're not going to do how many Equinoxen. See, I'm going to start a trend here.
Yeah.
I'm going to get Chevy nationally out of Detroit. To start, you will see network commercials saying, "Don't forget to see the new Impalas, the Cruises, and the Equinoxen." They'll pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
They'll pick it up. What I'm going to talk about is the thrill that should be buying a car. That should be a thrill. That should be exciting for everybody in the family. Let me take you back to 1962. My dad, me, my brother, three of us. My mother stayed home because back then she probably had a lot of dishes to do and house cleaning.
Yeah.
Back in the good old days. She probably had ironing and laundry and who knows what. So she knew that my brother and I and my dad were getting in our old Ford, 53 Ford, in Savannah, Tennessee, and driving to Selmer, Tennessee. Don't these sound like exciting towns? Man, I came from an exciting part of Selmer, Tennessee. That's right. And there was a Chevy dealer there called Sibley Chevrolet.
We're going to Selmer to Sibley.
And we pulled in, And I can still see it in my head. The back of our 62 Bel Air was soapy water was running down the back because they were washing it in the bay because they knew it was about to be picked up. I have never seen at that time in my life, and still in some ways, a more beautiful car ever, because, and even though it was a stripped down, a three on the column, basic, bare bones, six cylinder, you know, Bel Air, not an Impala, it didn't matter.
Was it blue?
White with a blue interior. We never had a new car. And when they wiped that thing off, and my dad went in and said it did the deal, and he was in agony because that car cost $2,500, brand new. And I remember my dad, I overheard him talking to my mother, that wondering if they'd made the biggest mistake they'd ever made, because I think the payment was almost $50 a month. And, wow, he made $50 a week, and it was just a huge deal. But when we got in that car, I'm not kidding. We were giddy. No air conditioning, metal dashboard, no seat belts. They didn't have all that stuff. But that was, to us, that was the most beautiful car in the world. And that whole getting a new car experience, except for the agony my dad had to go through because he didn't make a lot of money. And it was, he questioned whether or not he should have gotten
it. Is that the one you borrowed at a time, too? And
When I was 16, that's the car I had to borrow. That's the only car we had. Yeah. But that's what a new car experience should be for a family. And then, of course, we pulled in our little carport in our little rental house. And by the way, our rent was $40 a month. That's what we paid to rent the little bitty house we were in. No garage, just a little carport. And my mother came out in her apron.
Yeah.
And said something like, "That's the most beautiful car I've ever seen." He said, "Get in." And then we all just drove. We just drove around. We didn't have anywhere to go. We just kept driving. We didn't want to get out of the car. Windows down, hot, no air conditioning. We didn't care. We just thought we should just live in this car. This is how great this is. That's what it should be like when you buy a car. And that's what they try to make it like and usually succeed at Johnny Londoff. Yes, to them, to people like John Londoff, getting a car to him personally, it's not a big deal. The guy's got hundreds of cars. He can drive anything he wants. But thank goodness, unlike some dealers, he gets it. He understands that to many of you, it's huge. It's huge. It's a lot of money. And you may have that car for, well, the average car on the road's 11 years old. So get that experience, all right? Don't just get a Chevy. Get that experience at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. Washington Elizabeth exit off 270. Is this Steve call a current call?
Yes. Right. Yes, it is.
Let me talk to Steve, and then we'll break. I'll talk to Steve first. Hello, Steve.
Hey, Frank. Hey, guys. Hey, we need the problem solvers.
Well, then you need us, because we are.
The problem solvers.
What's the problem?
Hey, me and my son are heading to Columbia, Missouri for a couple days on a college visit, and my wife, and which is also my son's mom, is not in tow with us, and we just don't know how to act or anything without her with us. And maybe you guys have some tips and pointers how we're supposed to cope for the next couple days.
Deja vu.
That's a tough one.
How old's your son?
The Deja Vu Club.
17, 18.
Is that a real club?
Yes.
How old is your son?
Well, 17, I guess he could be 18, though, today and tomorrow.
Yes, yes. I think you only have to be 18 to go to the VU.
Now, what is
Club Vogue. Club Vogue's one, too.
What's Deja? Start with Deja Vu. What is that?
It's a club.
Is it a strip club?
It's a club where women sometimes take.
He can't get in there.
Well, yeah, no, you only have to be 18 in Columbia.
Does he have a...
Are you serious?
Yes. Yes, because they don't serve... I believe the one was Club Vogue. They don't serve liquor there. So that's how they can get away with it.
Oh, they don't have a liquor license.
It's a juice bar.
Well, we'll put that toward the top of the list then. But the other thing is, if you guys are familiar with Columbia, Missouri, besides Harpo's, is there some sports bars or something you guys recommend? You
know, Shakespeare's what? Pizza is a good place.
Yes, yes. My son went to Mizzou. That's right. Shakespeare's Pizza. Take him there.
The Heidelberg's a nice
And what's that burger? What's that burger place? Bouchon's Burger or it starts with a B. It's a if it's still there. When my son was there, it's Bouchon's Burger or something. Great hamburger, great chili.
Are these places open late, so when we leave Deja Vu, we can go get something?
Well, you know what I would
Shakespeare's
say?
Shakespeare's, yeah, because it's a pizza place on the campus.
Well, but hold on here. Hold on. We're not in, it's out of a season. We're, but I guess there's a lot of summer, there are a lot of summer students.
Oh, people
there.
Stay there. Yeah, some students yeah. probably live there all summer.
Have you been to the campus yet?
We were there like 2 years ago when Oklahoma and Missouri played football, and when Missouri beat them, and that's when Oklahoma was ranked number one in the country.
Is this where your son's going to go to school?
Yeah, that's where he's strongly leaning toward, I think so, yeah.
Well, let me tell you, for what it's worth, my wife was not wild about our son going to Mizzou. She had other ideas, like she thought he should go because he got accepted at some highfalutin places. And so when he went to Mizzou, she thought, well, he's settling for Mizzou. She changed her mind pretty quickly, and he absolutely loved it. And this kid, this is the son who was an A student, journalism school graduate, could have gone anywhere. He loved Mizzou.
I have a nephew that's at Mizzou, and he loves it.
Yeah, it's a real college town. It's like a junior version of Austin, Texas.
I was there for a short time. I enjoyed it thoroughly.
I think he'll love it.
Well, I hope so. I just thought of, you know, it'd almost be... me on our part, it's almost like our civic duty to help some of these girls through school also. So
yes, yeah, they're all going to getting their doctorates. So
and what does that mean? What does that mean, Steve? Your civic duty to help them how get through school?
Well, I mean, as far as to patronize the place so they can afford their tuition,
yeah.
Might as well.
Put them through their doc.
How about
school?
The unselfish attitude of Steve?
Yeah, he's unbelievable.
Wants to go right, spend guys, money with his son. Day. All right, thank you, Steve. Boy, that not thinking of himself.
No.
Yep.
Thinking of some maybe girls who don't have a lot of extra disposable income that maybe by giving big tips or some of these girls working at these clubs could help them pay their tuition. But that, I'll tell you what, that's some kind of guy. That's
yeah,
that's a very,
nice.
Very thoughtful and unselfish. Do we have to take a break?
Yes.
Yeah, we're way beyond break time. Let's do that now. This is the Big 550 or 550 the people.
Here's someone else that's going to help people get through traffic. Here's Tim Weiland, Airborne.
Hey, behind, kind of hard to do that for some of these highways. First of all, we're over here way over in Illinois looking at eastbound 70 between Highway 55 to about Route 4. You've got a long, long jam there as they're doing construction. The right lane is down. Same thing on northbound 55, just a little bit north of Highway 70 from about 143 through Route 140. It is just crawling now because of the right lane being down there. Also on southbound 255 through that construction zone between 162 and Collinsville Road. You have bumper-to-bumper traffic now. We had a big rain shower and then some debris on the roadway. They've cleared the debris, but the damage has been done on westbound 70 right around Florissant Road. You're backed up all the way to about Shreve. You're heavy again from 270 through the Blanchette Bridge and then slow again from 370 out through Mid Rivers Mall Drive. This traffic report is brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. A summer favorite is back. The strawberry poppy seed and chicken salad featuring fresh strawberries and antibiotic-free chicken. St. Louis Bread Company. Live consciously. Eat deliciously. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou. Get every pass.
Frank went over the middle. Puck by Lucas at the 25 and the 20. Inside the 10. Breaks the tackle. To the house.
Every play.
Franklin moves left. Now moving back to his left side. Steps up. Throws in the end zone. Man wide open. Touchdown, Missouri.
Right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Listen up, ladies. Right now, Bare Minerals is inviting you to participate in a special nationwide giveaway of the mineral makeup everyone's talking about. That's right. We want to let every woman try Bare Minerals Revolutionary Foundation and fall in love with their skin again. This is an exclusive radio-only offer you don't want to miss. So call now. 1-800-393-9522. You've probably heard about Bare Minerals Foundation. It was quoted in Glamour Magazine as a magic eraser. Allure Magazine, InStyle and Elle Magazines, and Leaders in Beauty continue to rave about how Bare Minerals Foundation is naturally radiant and good for your skin. We're letting as many women as possible try it, and you can be one of them. Bare Minerals, makeup so pure you can sleep in it. Experience the foundation that started the makeup revolution. Participate in this special opportunity to try Bare Minerals Foundation, and we'll also send you a free gift set. Just call 1-800-393-9522 now. Hurry, you don't want to miss this exclusive radio offer. 1-800-393-9522.
You probably noticed that mortgage rates are at all-time lows. If you have not refinanced yet, you need to call Essex Residential Mortgage at 314-722-2334. Maybe you have little or no equity in your home. Did you know there is a program just for you? Now you can take advantage of these historic low mortgage rates. Listen carefully. If you closed on your home prior to June 2009, you need to call Essex Residential Mortgage today and start saving money immediately on your mortgage. Call 314-722-2334. That's 314-722-2334. Remember, no equity, no problem. Government programs have already assisted over 2 million homeowners. How about you? Call Essex Residential Mortgage at 314-722-2334. That's 314-722-2334.
For all this and more, tune in Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for our Real Estate Radio on the Big 550 KTRS.
NMLS number 859811. Equal housing lender.
Can I help you?
I was wondering if your company does solar.
Solar?
Solar, as in getting energy from the sun.
Oh, sure, we do solar.
So, tell me about your qualifications.
Well, we're always willing to try anything.
I should have gone to G2 Power.
Don't trust your solar installation to out-of-towners, wannabes, hobbyists, or the kid down the street. Call the local pros at G2 Power. Online at g2power.com. They have 8 years of experience in the Midwest, and because they're local, they stand behind their products and service what they sell and install. G2 Power is known for honesty, integrity, efficiency, and careful cleanup after the job is done. The sunshine is free, but utility costs are going up, so now's a good time to go solar to save some serious cash. And G2 Power won't send some pushy guy to take your money, then run for the border.
Hey, I resemble that remark.
For solar power and solar water heaters, call locally owned and operated G2 Power at 314-839-1609. That's 314-839-1609. Or go to g2power.com.
It's finally here. Summer. Fun in the sun with family and friends. Do you know what's missing from this picture? A boat. There's nothing like a boat to connect you to the outdoors and your family. And there's no dealer like Inland Marine Boats, St. Louis's newest Mercury, Ranger, and Alumacraft boat dealer. You'll also find boats from Monterey and Bentley at Inland Marine Boats, especially now while the weather is warm. You'll get the best pricing in the area with easy financing. And because a boat belongs in the water, an in-water demo can help you decide which boat is right for you. And service? Inland Marine Boats offers full service on Mercury and most other brands. You'll find a comprehensive parts department and boat storage when you need it. For sales and service, set your course to Inland Marine Boats in Barnhart, right off the Highway M exit on I-55, and ask for Dave Schnabel. Remember, you only get 18 summers with your kids, and make the most of it with a Mercury, Ranger, or Alumacraft boat from Inland Marine Boats.
Hey, baby, at Meyer Honda in O'Fallon, Illinois. Story time. I have a very great friend. We'll call her Princess. One day, she met a man who lives far away on the West Coast, and they fell in love. After some time of long-distance romance, they needed to be together, in matrimony. She sold her successful business and was leaving behind most of her family, friends, and possessions, except one. Prince Charming flew in to drive with her to their new castle, and what did they drive out west to start their new life together? You got it, her Meyer Honda CR-V. So they packed some belongings, loaded up the CR-V. Honda, that is, holds a lot. Great mileage. And the princess and the prince and their Honda will live happily ever after. Drive a Honda. Anything is possible. Your Gateway Honda dealer, Meyer Honda, O'Fallon, Illinois, MeyerHonda.com.
If you're a Medicare member with diabetes, you may be confused over recent changes affecting where you can buy test strips. Don't worry. CVS Pharmacy continues to accept Medicare Part B coverage for diabetes testing supplies. Our stores carry all major brands and offer a 90-day supply at the same low Medicare copay as mail order. You may even qualify for a free OneTouch or CVS brand meter from the manufacturer. So stop by your local CVS pharmacy today.
Hi, this is Terry Hall, host of This Week in Real Estate, and I want to welcome you to join me every Saturday afternoon for This Week in Real Estate, heard right here on the Big 550 KTRS. This Week in Real Estate, a call-in program where you learn everything you want to know about buying, selling, problems you're having, maybe foreclosures or short sales. You learn it right here on This Week in Real Estate. That's This Week in Real Estate with Terry Hall every Saturday afternoon from 3 until 5 p.m. right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
If you've been thinking about new hardwood floors in your home, I'd like to suggest Mercier Hardwood Flooring. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, President and CEO of Midwest Floor. For more than 70 years, Midwest Floor has been a leader in bringing the finest floor coverings to the St. Louis area. And Mercier is one of the finest hardwood floors made in North America. Nothing can make your home more beautiful than a new Mercier hardwood floor. And for a limited time, we'll give you your choice of solid oak or maple, plus your choice of 2 1/4 or 3 1/4 inch width, and your choice of 5 gorgeous pre-finished colors for an incredible $8.99 per square foot installed by Union Craftsman. That's oak or maple, plus your choice of 2 1/4 or 3 1/4 widths, and your choice of 5 great pre-finished colors for just $8.99 a square foot, installed by our own Union Expert Craftsman. Mercier Hardwood Floors, the finest floor made in North America. But hurry, it's for a limited time in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that, could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
You probably noticed that mortgage rates are at all-time lows. If you have not refinanced yet, you need to call Essex Residential Mortgage at 314-722-2334. Maybe you have little or no equity in your home. Did you know there is a program just for you? Now you can take advantage of these historic low mortgage rates. Listen carefully. If you closed on your home prior to June 2009, you need to call Essex Residential Mortgage today and start saving money immediately on your mortgage. Call 314-722-2334. That's 314-722-2334. Remember, no equity, no problem. Government programs have already assisted over 2 million homeowners. How about you? Call Essex Residential Mortgage at 314-722-2334. That's 314-722-2334.
For all this and more, tune in Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for our Real Estate Radio on the Big 550 KTRS.
NMLS number 859-811. Equal housing lender.
Sorry for the long commercial break, but we're having some kind of problems with my microphone input here, so we hope we got it resolved. From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. And don't forget the new app, STL Taxi. STL Taxi. Here's Bill Cleveland.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, Bill. Unbelievable. I bet you don't know what to do. You've never gotten in this early before.
Well, that's all right. Actually, I was just outside a few moments ago. I'm, I don't know, a little bit of a softy when it comes to animals and stuff. And there was a rabbit. I just saw a little rabbit who was, I have flowers out in the front yard, and he was napping out there. I thought at first he was napping. Then he looked like he was breathing very heavily, like oh, maybe the heat is overheated. So I just took a little bowl of water and put it out there.
Oh, that is the most beautiful story. That's the most beautiful story I've ever heard.
Bill,
well, you're something.
You're like Dr. Doolittle. Like
and then he skinned it and ate it.
Yeah.
I want him healthy when I kill him later.
Yeah.
Well, a California representative is called for a boycott of Florida over that George Zimmerman verdict.
Yeah,
that's a new low when somebody from California tells you your jury system stinks.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. And we have a study that's discovered that there's a chemical in women's tears that actually reduces a man's testosterone level and dampens his sexual arousal.
What?
Yeah, there's also a second chemical in women's tears that gives men an uncontrollable urge to apologize even what they don't know for.
Yeah.
Although they don't know what for.
That one really works.
Speaking of studies, study says that to maintain everything related to the Queen of England, it costs every British taxpayer about 99 cents. Yeah, pretty expensive to be Elton John. And finally, this afternoon.
He's Sir Elton, is he not?
Yeah.
Sorry, I apologize. Yeah. You're right.
You better be careful. You got to call him by the right name.
Well, according to reports, Joe Biden may run for president in 2016.
Woohoo!
Apparently, Biden recently told Obama that he can't walk bow anymore because doesn't look presidential.
Yeah, what?
Biden won. He's
a dog. He walks the dog.
The president's dog.
Yeah, he walks.
He can't walk it because it doesn't look presidential.
Yeah.
It's the president's
dog. Yeah, you don't want that. You can't be walking dogs and running for president.
Yeah.
Let
me go check on that rabbit. I gotta go.
Yeah, you better. Yeah, check on
the Bill Clinton side. This afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis. I'm Bill Clinton on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
Yeah.
Is there anything cuter than a little rabbit? That's like the cutest thing out in nature. Remember my horrible story?
Yeah, the lawnmower.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm surprised I don't have nightmares over that.
Really?
I can't retell it because people will be horrified by it.
Yeah.
It has to do with a lawnmower.
And we had audio of that, too, didn't we?
I think we destroyed it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't want
to
hear anything.
It has to do with a lawnmower and me cutting the grass and a little nest of rabbits down to where I couldn't see them.
Oh.
Then they heard the lawnmower and go, hey, they poked their head out of the hole. What's that noise?
See what it was, and then they found out. They found out when they're
what
little,
is that little noise?
And then I'm not going to tell everybody what happened after that. Oh, man.
It's awful.
I really did feel bad.
I hope so.
I hit a snake with a lawnmower one time, and I didn't feel as bad.
Well, yeah. Snakes are different on the
I saw something fly out, and I went over, and it was a decapitated snake, and I didn't think, oh.
Poor snake.
Cute snake. I didn't mean to do that. Rabbit is the absolute opposite of a squirrel. You know, a squirrel doesn't look like something you want to walk up and pick up. And a rabbit, you do.
Well, that bat the other day, I mean, for some reason, I still rescued that thing, and that thing was ugly looking.
Yeah, let's see.
It was tiny, though. It was a tiny, looked like a baby.
Did you take him into the bat room?
The bat room?
Yeah.
Turn the fan on.
Yeah. She'd gone and gotten the ball, then you'd had a bat and ball. You and Angela could have tossed them around. All right, Window World, as you know, is the one the other people copy. They're a little over 10 years now in first place. Number one, the largest selling, best-selling replacement window in the United States. And in the St. Louis area, that means they're in over 35,000 homes. It's a lot of homes. Now, why anybody would buy that other $189 window, I have no idea. It's just, I'm sorry, I don't want to offend anybody, but stupid, ignorant maybe. Maybe not paying attention, you see the price, $189, and you don't even bother to look to see, wait, that's not Window World, that's blah, 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 the other name. That's really not that hard to do. You look for the price, and then you look to see if it's Window World. And if it's not Window World, then that's not the window you want. If it is, it is the window you want, Window World, the one with a good housekeeping approval, a seal of approval, the one with a lifetime warranty, Window World. You can go to windowworldstlouis.com or you can call them, 314-993-1800. Window World. Don't go away. The hot joke is coming up.
From